What is up, everybody? How is the crew out there this evening? Happy Monday to everybody. Hopefully, it's not been an altogether terrible Monday. Welcome to MOA Monday, live here on the YouTubes, simulcast over on gunchannels.com as well. And if you're familiar with MOA Monday, then you know this is pretty much all about you, your questions, topics, whatever you want to discuss, we can do it. So a couple of things with the cap giveaway, bottom of the hour, we're a little bit early, but bottom of the hour, I will announce the winners for the cap giveaway. So be looking for that here pretty shortly. And then what do we got out there? We got Energetic Sloth and Vandalistica in the house. Gun Gals out there. Rich White, Emmy with us, Gun Snob, and Mr. Buck Stanley, Andrew Faulkner, the Tactical Pickle, all hanging out. So welcome. I'm guessing the stream is working okay. Kind of acted a little weird on me when I fired it up. Hopefully everything's fine. If not, then all of you usually let me know. Looks like Gizzard jumping in over on the Gun Channel side. What's up, Giz? So I've got to get us started here for a minute. I do have sort of a rant. Freaking ridiculous. But Postal Service, you know how I feel about the Postal Service, right? So August the 7th, according to this, I go to the post office and I mail something. They put the postage on it. They mail it off. Well, I got it back today. Today's what? The stinking 24th of September. So, I mean, we're 2 weeks shy of 2 months, right? So, get it back. It says postage due, which is stupid because I mailed it from the post office, but yet there's postage due. So I don't have a clue. I mean, why it would take, it shows to have got to that their post office August 17th. So it's been a month. It's been there like in the city, right? I don't get it. Why wouldn't they immediately send it back or kick it back? It just, it's frustrating when you have to deal with the Postal Service sometimes. Gizzard looks like jumping in over here on the YouTube side, and Sam out there as well. What's up, Sam? So what do we got? Anything so far? Not really. I show 17, let me fix some stuff. I show 17 watching and I show absolutely no chat. So remember, we don't know that you're out there if you don't comment in the chat. That's first of all. And then, second of all, we don't have much of a show if you guys don't throw some stuff out there. Unfortunately, I'm trying to think of new stuff in the news. Yeah, Andrew said, I've seen your email earlier, Andrew. I've been tied up. Had several videos doing that, and then had to get some chicken on the smoker. I hadn't had time to sit down and go through it. I'll tell you one thing, though, that I sort of wanted to talk about was the whole mattress shooting incident or whatever here in Texas. I believe it was in Abilene. I actually got a chance to sit down and go through that, watch that video, and the only word that comes to mind is wow. Absolutely crazy with that stuff. Kingpin jumping in out there. What's up, Kingpin? Snob's wife in the house too. Those guys, you know, I don't know everybody else's opinion on that particular thing. I'm sure it's been, Gun Snob says, Crazy neighbors dumping mattresses. Yeah, whatever the dispute was about. But I mean, if you're going off of the video that I watched, I mean, any time those two idiots could have, you know, backed away, went back to their house, you know, the situation just continued to escalate. And that's horrible. You know, when you put yourself into a situation, I don't know that, you know, that situation necessarily becomes a defensive situation. And particularly, with the words that was exchanged and everything else, both sides in that were extremely hostile regardless. And yeah, I don't hold the slightest bit of sympathy for the two guys. I think as far as responsible firearm owners, I think they sort of give us a bad name in a way, right? Now that said, I mean, you could sort of tell one thing that I noticed from that. You could sort of tell that was kind of happened in the trailer park, right? It was kind of seemed like the white trash neighborhood, which is interesting. And I don't know, maybe just a matter of time. I guess we'll find out more as it goes along. We'll find out more as to the history and other things that have been done. But, you know, particularly, you know, that's why I think that in low rent areas, what are you talking, the inner cities or trailer parks in the country or whatever, right? The you get people that are sort of boxed in. That's the only place that they can afford to live, and they don't like their neighbors, and they don't get along with their neighbors, or whatever the case may be. You know, I don't know. It's a bad situation, I think, all the way around. Gun Snob says he doesn't understand that whole deal. Not sure why you'd want to start that over trash. Seems like the whole thing could be easily avoided. Yeah, I mean, even when it got to the point of them filming, I mean, that could have been something that, you know, he could have turned around and he could have been turned around and walked back to the house. There was two of them. They were both armed. You know, they could have easily covered each other so that they didn't get jumped from behind or whatever. And I say cover each other by facing the other guy. That way they didn't get jumped from behind and went back to the house and let it go. I mean, some people, good Lord, just got to let go. Just got to let things go, I guess. Unknown user jumping in. And Mike out there with MW Tactical Gunpowder Beauty in the house now. Hello, hello. So, yeah, that was Sam out there. So some people choose to live in a trailer. Well, I get some people choose to live in a trailer. I mean, there's some nice trailer homes or trailer houses out there nowadays. I'm not knocking the whole trailer thing, but you know, there's a reason that there is a term trailer, you know, trailer trash, right? It's the city's equivalent to, the ghetto or whatever, basically. Georgia Trucker jumping in with us. What is up? Snop says she has two bags of trash. Fixing to go in somebody's office if he doesn't take it out. Uh-oh, that's not good. Andrew said supposedly the guy was swinging a bat when he was shot, but yes, it should never have gone that far. See, that's not the report I heard. The report I heard is that somebody was on their way at that time to get a bat, or they were coming back with a bat or something of that nature. But still, I mean, it could have been avoided. That guy's wife said, did I tell her hi? I think I did, but there's that guy's wife. So I told you hi a few minutes ago. All good. Tardot. Jump it in. What's up, Tardot? So yeah, there's that, like I said, I didn't really get to jump into that too heavy, pardon me, until actually late last night. So, but yeah, today's been, one of those days. I had, got five different videos, I think it is, that I've got to do, four or five. I got two of them done today, thank goodness. So, I actually have a series finished up. If you're a member over on Patreon, then you're familiar with those. I have released those over there for those guys to check out. I finished that series up. I did a series of five, and I'm going to release those probably every week for the next month or so. Lead us up maybe into Tulsa, see how they go. They're not going to be for everybody out there. Probably not for most of you, even in the chat or listening to this chat. It's going to be way more basic than what you're probably going to want to sit through. But they're not too terribly long. And it may be something you can point to if you have people that ask questions. So that'll be a plus. And not a whole lot going on the Gun Channel side, unfortunately. So, what else do we have on deck? Oh, another thing that we have on deck that is hopefully some people will get to join in on that. But first year anniversary of the Lawn Chair Pop is Wednesday. So I have, and if you go to the channel page, you'll see that I have a anniversary launcher pop scheduled. Picked up the ammo for that yesterday, so it is ready to go. We're going to, we're going to do that. Launcher pops have been, I guess, since the first one. We did one a year ago, and then made it a Patreon thing. At least we made the live a Patreon thing. And then every month we release the previous month, right? So that, you know, it can be seen publicly. But this one will actually be live public. So everybody will have a chance to jump in and see that or catch it in replay. Not a big deal. We're going to use the 300 blackout SBR. We're going to go suppressed and we're going to shoot it some 6-inch steel. So that's what we're going to do Wednesday for the Lawn Chair Pop anniversary. So join us for that if you can. Mike Sykes jumping in out there. What is up, Mike? Well, yeah, don't see a lot topic wise going on. Must be like a no news day, right? Surely somebody has a rant out there. What else can we discuss? I hate to even get all off into the Kavanaugh thing, right? That's a freaking mess. Kingpin out there says, can you suggest a new pistol can be used or new? He'd like to be in or around 500 or less. You make it really, really hard when you put a 500 or less price tag on new or used. There's so many. God, there's so many options. You're going to put me on the spot with that one. Thinking if I had $500 to spend. Now you say pistol, so I'm assuming you're eliminating revolver from that, most likely. Wow. I don't know, that's a tough one. The Smith & Wesson got quite a few from Smith & Wesson, M&P series, obviously. Ghost would probably tell you the SAR 9, which is a really sweet pistol. It's going to come in new under that category. You got a plethora of trade-in Glocks at under the $500 price range. So, Kingpin says, just for the range, remember, this in Maryland. So, any handgun. Okay. Gunpowder Beauty says she's about to rant about the Samsung phone. Just up and died 12 times a day. Hashtag should have gotten an iPhone. No, I do not like iPhones for sure at this point. I like the call functionality and everything on an iPhone, but outside of that, I like the Samsung better. And I used iPhone for years. That guy's wife says, why do the mail people shove crap in the mailbox and you can't get it out? Because they don't want to drive it up here because the driveway's horrible. That's the short answer. Probably the easy answer, too, is that they're lazy. But, yeah, I just need to. I wasn't expecting anything. But I did get probably do an unboxing here in the next couple of days. We'll do that live probably. But yeah, I did get a package that I have no clue what's in the package. So we're going to do a what's in the box, I guess. Roll call jumping in out there. He says, what are your thoughts on being able to own guns that the government has access to? Huh? Oh, I guess. Okay, I'm not real sure what he's meaning by that. I'm guessing he's meaning being able to own guns that the government has. Are you talking about like government only can have them or something? We can already have them. Well, we can't because they got to be pre-86. So that essentially means getting rid of the NFA, right? And I'm all for getting rid of the NFA because that's silly. I mean, there's no data. Those types of things exist on the street already. And they're still used very rarely, even though they're readily available on the street. They're not readily available, but you can certainly get them, especially along the southern border. Yeah, I mean, and even then they're very rarely used. So it just, to me, yeah, NFA's bad, outdated. Okay, I get at the time they were dealing with organized crime and a bunch of other stuff and, you know, whatever the fear and let's not let a good crisis go to waste and, you know, all of that. We got to do something, you know, because people holler that nowadays. They'll say, we got to do something. So, I mean, in one sense, I get enacting the legislation, but yeah, I think the time is run out for that. You want to talk about, people want to talk about the Constitution being outdated. You know, look at a lot of the laws and regulation and legislation that we have. There's still things on the books about stealing somebody's horse, for goodness sake. Right. So, I think there should be, you know, I think there should have always been, I'm going to say should be. I think there should always have been some type of a caveat to legislation and regulations, not necessarily a sunset, but I kind of like the idea of a sunset, right? Where it has to be revisited every decade or every two decades or, you know, something like that. Because times change, technology changes, things change, and regulation and legislation never does change. It just seems like it gets added to all the time, right? And I've gotten way behind in the chat, I am sure, at this point. But that's okay. Texas Blades jumping in. Ghost is out there. What is up? Gizzard Gary says every gun he owns is under $500. I have bunches and bunches myself under $500. That's why I say that's hard to say. I would have to break out like Bud's gun shop, and not that I would buy it from there. There's tons of places to buy, but would have to break it out there and just kind of look around and see what was out there. You know what I mean? And we may do that here in a second. Georgia Trucker says Google customer service, no success in the reason for 69 add on to the name. Okay. Oh, they added 69 onto his name. New phone, couldn't remember the name and password from 2003. Had the number changed 2 times. Ah, so they added a 69. That's weird. That's a weird, random, arbitrary number for them to assign you. JBP in the house. John Brown. Gizzard out there says, get rid of the NFA and the NFL too while you're at it. Scott's out there with us too. What's up, Scott? Yeah, NFA, I think it's time the NFA to go. NFL, yeah. For decades now, I could honestly care less. I was watching some stuff today, and it didn't have to do with sports directly, but it was talking about sports, and it was, you know, it mentioned a half a dozen, eight probably different professional sports players that, you know, just idiots, less than savory people, you know, whatever, went to play ball pretty much right out of high school, really don't have an education. And what's really weird is it, or not weird, but what's interesting, if you go through and look at the amount that go and play professional sports, that, you know, they never make a name for themselves. They end up always being a nobody. There's stories of professional sports players that pretty much live on welfare nowadays, which is crazy. Andrew out there, he said, wire cutters in your back pocket, still on the books in Texas. Yeah. Yeah. Barbed wire cutters. Anyway. I lost the chat. Give me a second. Let me get it back up. Guitar Bad Pete is out there. He said he's stuck using his phone. Sucks trying to chat with. Yeah, especially if you got, you know, and I don't want a phone the size of a tablet, and that's the way it seems like they're going nowadays. But, yeah, typing on a phone, it sucks. So David Bowen says, that's what's so great about our founding documents. They've lasted and are still relevant 200 plus years later. Yes. And they are because of, I'm going to tell you, if it would have just been some random idiots that got together, right, and wrote all of that, they wouldn't have lasted. They were very specific to the language they used. They were very careful of the language that they used. That's why you haven't seen more liberal Supreme Courts just absolutely shred it. I know they poked holes and stuff. I get that. But, you know, and that couldn't be said today. I mean, today, if, you know, what happened then was to happen today, I don't think you could get a group of people together with the combined intelligence, honestly, of the founders and the framers to be able to craft that in a way that it would last. I just don't think it's possible. I think language has changed to a point nowadays that I just don't see it happening. And if you don't believe me, look at Obamacare, right? It specifically talks about it being a fee, it being a tax. You know, you've got all that mess, and it went to the Supreme Court, you remember, and they said, oh, yeah, no, it's a, you know, it's not a fee, it's a tax, even though they said it wasn't a tax, and it says it's a fee. And that, it all has to do with the language, how it was written. they wrote it so that in a way that they could give themselves an out. And when you do that, see, the Constitution is not really written that way. The Constitution is not really, they didn't write that under the pretense of we need to leave ourselves an out or a loophole. And everything nowadays is written that way. Ah, Georgia Trucker says he added a new account with a number, so he's got to change a lot of stuff. Oh, man, that bites. Gives out there says 3 weeks into the season, he hasn't watched 1 minute of pro football game, and he used to be a huge sports fan. And there's a lot of other things you could get into and watch. So, like I said, I haven't watched in years, so it hurt my feelings. It was on the TV Sunday when I was eating lunch. I was over at my grandmother's house. I looked at the TV twice, literally. So, careless. Thankfully, it was down low enough I couldn't hear it. Uh-oh. Lost the chat again. There we go. Guitar Man Pete says he loves football. Haven't watched a game in nearly 2 years. Andrew says college ball is better. Yeah. You know, if you're going to get into it, college and high school, maybe. But even high school has got to. There's controversy around here with the high school because there's been two times this season, I think, or maybe even more, that players were injured. And the opposing team all takes a knee if a player gets injured, and our team, let me back up, because it's not my team, I could care less. It's a local high school, but I don't really care about that. I'm not a fan, so, anyway, but the home team, let's say, they don't kneel, so, I mean, there's some uproar to that. And a guy pointed out the other day, he said, do y'all realize that, you know, I don't know if it's karma or what, but it seems like up until the point that the player gets hurt on the other team, we're winning. And as soon as that player on the other team gets hurt, we start to lose and end up losing the game. Right? So, you know, could be. I don't know. And, of course, the coaches make excuses as to why. You know, they don't kneel, but what's strange is the other teams are doing it, and that seems to be, you know, common practice, apparently, with the other teams, at least in the district, the teams in that they play on a regular basis seems to be commonplace with them. So I don't know, I don't know why, but what I was getting at with when you get into high school, college, not necessarily so much, but with high school, man, you get a lot of athletic directors and things in there sometimes that it's their way or the highway, and their only concern is, you know, they want to build a legacy and, you know, all of this other stuff. And, you know, they sort of get their priorities mixed up a little bit. I don't know what the wording would be for it, but they're self-serving in a sense that everything they do is calculated on their, athletic director career, wins and losses and championships or whatever and that sort of thing. Mad Sexy says, when's the giveaway? I've already drawn the names. And Gizzard know what I'm talking about when I said that. For the drawing for the caps, I've already drawn the names. I will announce those in about 5 minutes or so, maybe. We'll announce those. We'll definitely do it during this show. Trauma Jock out there in the house. He says his work partner's big sports fan, has the TV on loud, sports talk channels all dang day, like right now. But if it's not that, it's going to be CNN or a news channel. So you're either going to get 24/7 sports or you're going to get 24/7 news. And honestly, I don't want 24/7 of either. Right? But yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've had a few clients in the past. You go over there and they've got ESPN or they've got one of those on, and it's just, they just hammer on the same stuff all day, every day. And they just pick apart. And I guess some people get into that, right? But they just pick apart every single play, every single player, everything. It's like, good Lord. And I guess that's beneficial. I mean, if you were doing the fantasy sports leagues, right, then, you know, I guess maybe watching ESPN like that probably would be a little beneficial to you, I would think. If anybody out there plays those leagues, chime in. I'd certainly like to know. Looks quiet over on the YouTube side. Mad Sexy says NASCAR is as athletic as he gets. Preach, I hear you. But I don't even watch NASCAR anymore. You know, that's gotten a little crazy. Got a little political when it comes to sponsors and logos and things, and you know, and Gordon almost, not a big Jeff Gordon fan. I may pick somebody off out there, but God, to me, Gordon was just such a crybaby, you know. For somebody that won as much as Gordon won, he was a freaking crybaby. Like, dude, come on, you know. Now, the old school NASCAR, if you're talking like the 80s, you know, maybe early 90s, something like that. You're talking Petty, Earnhardt, Mark Martin. Mark Martin was my guy. Yeah, you know. And there's some, even some of the newer drivers. But what's interesting is you've got with NASCAR, and I guess it happens in all sports, you eventually have players that go on to be coaches or whatever. But in NASCAR, you have them and they go on to be team owners and stuff like that. And, you know, they hire people that just, they can't drive like they did. Right. And a lot of times when they do that, they lose a lot of their crew. When they do that too, their crew will split off or split up. And that's a huge deal with NASCAR. Man, your mechanics and your crew are vital. Ghost says he's eating dinner. I'll be eating in a little bit. I've got some chicken on the smoker now. So hopefully time I get off here, I can turn the heat up on it just a little bit. And then it'll be good to go. Guitar Man Seat Pete says all gun laws are unconstitutional. Period. Yeah, I don't completely agree with that sentiment, but I'm not saying I don't agree, but I don't agree. That makes any sense. I think there are some, and this goes back into, you got to read Federalist Papers, Anti-Federalist Papers. You got to read some of the writings back and forth, particularly between Jefferson and other people. Man, if you read some letters, and I want to say there's a book out there. I read them long before there was a book, but. There was a book out there somewhere that compiled a lot of the writings of Jefferson. Then you can kind of get into the mind of them, and you can kind of see where they're going. But, yeah, I mean, for the most part, yes. I mean, if you're talking about the NFA, if you're talking about most anything, yes. But, you know, then you've got states' rights. Okay. And that's where I get into, okay, unconstitutional. And I get it. There's people out there and they say, well, I can't move from this state or I can't move from that state. Man, look at people back in the 1700s, 1800s, back when all that was put into play, the people that loaded up the wagons and just headed west, right? They did it. And a lot of it did it to escape states that were doing things they didn't like. So, And that's kind of the cool thing about the setup and the way the country works is, you know, states can try stuff, you know. I mean, if you think about it for a minute, if all the, you know, if all the, and I get the whole, I get the other side of the argument too. Let's use California for an example, as an example. I get the other side of the argument. Totally understand that I don't have the money to move. I get it. I totally understand the, we need to stay here because we need to fight as much as we can fight to keep this from spreading. I get it. But if anybody that didn't agree with something there in that state, up and left said state, then all you would have, you know, the state would collapse. It would have to. At least partially. But again, like I said, people say, well, I'm going to stay here and fight. I get it. So, it's one of those double-edged swords. It's like, well, what do you do? Do you continue to stay there and fight? Do you can stay there and put up with it best you can because you have no means to go anywhere else? Or do you take that ultimate risk and chance and just load up and head west or east, as it might be in California's case? I don't know. You know, I know that something I've been watching, and it reminds me of that. Definitely go watch it. John Stossel, and I've never watched his YouTube channel. And I went over there, and I was surprised he didn't have any more subs than he's got. I'm like, this is John Stossel. What's going on here? And he works for, like, Reason TV or something, I think, now. Or he consults for them or something. But anyway, he's got one having to do with California seceding. And I kind of like his arguments. He's like, you know, states or sections of a state or cities want to secede and disconnect, let them, you know, and then, you know, they'll either do well or they'll fail depending on how they're set up. Scott out there says the founding fathers were smart enough to leave us an out if the government ever went corrupt and tyrannical. I think they, if you're talking about the Second Amendment, I think they left way more outs than that. I think they, you know, all the way down the chain from, you know, Article 5 to, you know, the 10th to so many other ones too, that, because people want to focus on the Bill of Rights. And, you know, if you look into, look into a lot of the other stuff, and you'll see that yeah, there was a lot of ways to rectify that. That's why when you get people that call for, you know, everybody, you know, getting together, some type of a revolution or a revolt or something like that, you're like, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, there's a vast number of measures we have not tried yet. Let's get to go do all of those first. Because our founders tried, you know, you got to realize, again, put yourself in their mindset. For years and years and years, they lived under the oppressive thumb of a king for years. And for years, we had delegates and mostly Franklin, because he liked to go over there for his women and wine parties, I think. But for years, I mean, they sent people over and, you know, talked to England and tried to work things out and figure things out and do things. And, you know, finally come to a point that it was obvious that wasn't going to happen. But they tried that for years and years and years. Trauma Jock says his son-in-law and him went to the range near Houston Saturday. Barely got through before the deluge started. Okay. The Aussies in the house came in at some point anyway. Texas Blade. He's got a gun question. Thank goodness. He says, what's your input on a Howl 30-06? Get it, man, especially if it's any kind of reasonably priced. Let's go. price one. I guess it kind of depends on what model you're looking at and some other stuff, but yeah, it should be able less than $400 or so. Starting out anyway. Now, Hala does have some more expensive stuff, but yeah, if you're $400 or less, Hala is an excellent rifle, basically a Weatherby. And Mad Sexy says, Gordon is gone now. Yes, he is. Not sure what he's doing. I need to go look up the NASCAR. Where are they now? You know what I mean? I lost the chat. So give me just a second. Here we go. Okay, I got it back. Yeah, Red Gordon is gone now from Mad Sexy, and then the rest of the chat just disappeared on me. Looks like we got the outlaw hanging out on the Gun Channel side. Gun Snob says he guess he's just not redneck enough. Don't really care for NASCAR. Einstein says NASCAR has been dead to him since restriction plates and cookie cutter cars. Yeah, but it's been the whole point of NASCAR for years is for things to be the same. I mean, it basically want drivers to it'd be up to the driver, right? Which is hard to do when you've got varying vehicle manufacturers trying to get into the game as well. But, and a lot of it is safety stuff, and you get into, it's just like football. It's just like they, this rule and that rule, this rule, and, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, right? Because it's a safety thing. It's ridiculous. Now, Kingpin out there, see, he prefers drag racing, or even better, a nice classic car show. Yeah, we were into drag racing. I don't even know how long ago. It's been a long time ago. It was my uncle and my dad together had a 68, 69, I believe it was, Camaro. Yeah. And I've spent my time around the drag strip back in the day. Trauma Jock is trying to make it a food chat. I'm not sure what he's talking about. He says tomorrow he'll make some fish court bouillon or maybe steak. Guitar Man seat, Clover. Says Clover says, I support the Second Amendment, but, well, not really a but. There's not a but to that. There's just, I think there's leeway when it comes to states. And we've seen that. Sloth is saying 6226 or 320 M17. This stage in the game, I'm probably going 226. But that said, I'm not a big SIG fan. I still contend my favorite SIG is the stinking 230 from like back in the 80s. So, or, you know, West German, which again was, I think, back in the 80s, right? Guitar Man Pete says states' rights should only grant more rights, not less. Well, if they're not granting rights, then they're not state rights. It would be state legislation. But yes, point taken. Yeah, Einstein says he's a member of the All Gun Laws Are Unconstitutional crowd. And that's fine. It's fine to yell that to the, as loud as you can yell it or whatever. But the people in the middle, they don't understand all of the laws. They don't think we have all of those laws. So therefore, if you yell that, then you're just some extremist that it doesn't matter. Okay. So be careful, especially if you're trying to sway those in the middle. Be careful hollering, hey, all gun laws are unconstitutional. You know, start with some common ground and work your way up. Because, you know, the whole, especially the felon thing, and I mean, Yankee will argue this, and that's, you know, that's fine. You know, he'll argue that you're, you know, like a felon, nonviolent, he says a nonviolent felon, I'll say served their time, can get their rights back. Okay, well, if you're going to do that, then why not a violent felon? Because they've served their time, they've been rehabilitated, right? So that's a weird, sticky situation. And then, you know, if you're going to go down that road, then why, even if you're, you know, haven't served your time, you know, we're going to take your rights away because you, you know, because you're in prison. They're already arguing that with voting, right? So if prisoners can be able to vote, see what I'm getting at? It's a weird thing. It's like we can take some rights away because you're a criminal, but we can't take others. Just an interesting, when you get off, especially off into the whole felon and criminal thing, you can have some really interesting conversations, I think. Guitar Man Pete says he's totally not a Californian. Yes. All right, so talking about relocating, Mad Sexy. We need to start a GoFundMe. From what I've seen, Vandalistica post on Instagram, I think I need to move to New Zealand. Good gravy. He was showing suppressors in a case. Just buy them and walk out. I'm like, wow, are you freaking kidding me? So maybe that's what we need to do. We just need it all up and move down to New Zealand, take it over, right? We could get together. Like Texas could do it, man. Come on, we won Texas independence. We could go take over New Zealand. Wouldn't be a problem. Tripod Tacticals out there. What's up, buddy? I just lost the chat here. What we got? I think Kingpin out there had something. Ah, here we go. He says that's why he brought up the founding documents, all of them. Right. Yeah. Well, you know, the Federalist Papers, Anti-Federalist Papers, a lot of that other stuff that we talked about, those aren't really governing documents, right? But there's definitely supporting documents. They definitely help give you some insight. That's just like the whole separation of church and state issue. You know, again, you can read through, and I forgot what it was to, but it was to some type of a like Baptist Preachers Alliance or Association or something. I want to say it was Baptist. It was definitely to like a church, an organization that dealt with churches or whatever, right? And they were emailing back and forth with Jefferson. They did not like the First Amendment the way it was written. They was like, whoa, 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 why are you even mentioning religion in this? You know, we got away from all of that over there because of the whole state religion thing. And now you're throwing it into the documents here. It's like, whoa, we're not comfortable. And, I mean, he clearly explains. He's like, you know, you can't take away somebody's religion. So, you know, if somebody goes into, you know, that religion, their beliefs, whatever, you know, they go into an office, you know, they're going to take those with them. He's like, it was a restriction. That's what he was saying. This just simply means the government can't force you to practice said religion. But, you know, putting the Ten Commandments on the wall isn't forcing anybody to do nothing, you know. So, you know, just because there's the Ten Commandments is on the wall somewhere, or especially when you get into somebody's office, and that's what's crazy. Because I've seen it here. People start trouble because it's like a county commissioner in some county in Texas has a cross on the wall in their office, and then somebody gets all pissy over it. And it's like, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. They're not promoting anything. They're not saying everybody that in their precinct has to be Christian or Catholic or whatever the cross stands for, right? It's a decoration. It's a decoration that they enjoy or they like because of their belief or their faith, and maybe they want others to know that they believe that way. It has nothing to do with forcing people to believe a certain way. So again, it's a, like the Bill of Rights, the entire Bill of Rights, it's a totally falls onto, it restricts the government from that. Says Jeff Gordon is a commenter for NASCAR now. Okay. Yeah, Matt Sexy says he's a reporter for the NASCAR network. See, I haven't had a satellite in years, so I don't get the NASCAR network. That sucks. Tripod Tactical says, all right, looking to upgrade his P320RX. Or PX4 to the metal versions, P226 or 92M9, or should he sell both polymer guns and get both? Good question. Well, I said earlier 226 over 320, and love a 92M9, 96, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. If you have to, dump both and get both. That's what I say. Guitar Man Pete says he can bump fire his 30-round mags next bay over from the sheriff's department at my range. You? Yep, absolutely can. And I don't know who he was talking to, but yeah, law enforcement here. The ones I don't know probably know me by association. So, Giz says he's not a drag racing fan. He wants to watch a bunch of guys in women's clothes racing each other. Yeah, and just turning left, right? Left turn, left turn, left turn, left turn. Sam says, if you could own White and Virgil Earps as well as Doc Holliday's guns, would you? Well, heck yeah, of course. Probably sell them and freaking retire to an island or something if I could have the actual firearms that they owned anyway. I could put them up in J.M. Davis Museum. Maybe that's what I need to do. A lot of talk on tripods thing out there. Yeah, Kingpin says rights are not supposed to be granted by the government. Yes. We're endowed with certain inalienable rights by our creator, by the way. Means that we have them naturally. Yeah, government doesn't give, and that's what, yeah, with all this civil rights and this I don't know. You have a right to this and a right to that. You know, a lot of people don't understand. There's a lot of stuff out there, and I'm not talking about the Second Amendment. That in a little box sitting on the shelf. A lot of stuff out there, it's a privilege. Regardless, it's a privilege. Mad Sexy. You say the Yankees are swines too much. Ah, it's Yankee. That's the way he operates. I'll tell you what, he's right more often than not, though. He may not be right for several months down the road, but he's right more often than not a lot of times. And I know top of the show, Kavanaugh's name was thrown out there, and I really don't want to get into that, especially since we got to announce the winners for the cap drawing. But you know, I don't know. I mean, it's looking pretty nasty at this point with that whole thing. Hopefully, there'll be a show this week that covers all that. Tripod out there says, yeah, he doesn't carry either, talking about the ones he's getting rid of, I guess. So he said the extra weight in an issue, just range or nightstand. Sloth out there says New Zealand has good gun laws. We're wanting to get some of them implemented in Australia. Yeah, from what Vandalistica was showing on Instagram, yeah, I would believe it. Kingpin says the government can't form a religion. Yeah, they can't. Not only can they can't form, they can't. Yeah, they can't. There can't be a government religion like they say. Okay, we speak English here, right? They can't say, okay, we're all Christians here, or we're all Catholics here, or we're all Buddhists here, or we're all even a denomination. They can't dive into that realm at all. You know, that's why you can't tell other religions not to come here or do things. Guitar Man Seat said, what if a felon had kids and lived in a poor neighborhood? Does kids not have a right to be protected? I mean, that's a good point. Totally agree. I think Guitar Man Pete, I think, needs to fire up the microphone and get on a show one night, because you bring up some good stuff that would be really cool to have some back and forth on. I don't know how far behind I am. Guitar Man Pete says the founding fathers were guilty of treason. Good thing they didn't have laws keeping them from guns, huh? Well, technically, they did have laws keeping them from guns. But when you're breaking away from the government, it doesn't matter at that point. Or maybe I'm confused on the question there. Did I get caught up? Oh, wow, I got caught up. That's awesome. Hey, Tarman Pete says he'll totally debate these positions, but he don't have the gear. Dude, you got a tablet and a phone. It's $10 for a set of earbuds, bro, at like Walmart, and you're good to go. We will show you how to do it. Tripod says he's got to get, so we'll see you later. Tripod, have a good one. Let's announce some winners, because I'm caught up. And I usually get caught up toward the end of the Monday show, which is awesome. Looks like Jake popped in out there. I'm just scrolling up to see if there's anybody I missed that might have popped in. I seen Jake out there. He basically just said, hey, but want to make sure that I say hey back. And, yeah, let's announce some winners. So we had three caps that we give away. If you seen the Facebook or the Instagram or the YouTube or the whatever. Kingpin says awards for him. Oh, shucks. So let me bring up, because I had to write them down here. So we'll start out with, first of all, I don't know if Unknown User is out there still or not. I know he was here earlier. So big shout out and thanks to him, because two of the caps, he facilitated getting those to me, donated those, however you want to put that, I guess. Guitar Man Pete says it's weird how at the beginning there's a huge lag, but then it catches up. Yeah, it's because you've got a lot of people that say hi as people come in, and so that kind of gets me logged back, and you got a lot of people that are just, y'all are discussing things amongst yourselves. So I've got to try to go past that. So that gets me behind. But, yeah, at some point, yeah, I typically get caught up. Anyway, big shout-out to Unknown User, like I said, who got me the 38 Special cap and the Protected by the Second Amendment cap. So the number three, I guess you would say, winner of the 38 special cap is Jared Walsh, which many of you know as Rupan RX. Haven't seen him out there in the chats, at least not tonight. But I know he is definitely around. So congrats, Rupan or Jared Walsh on that. Then the second winner is for the Protected by the Second Amendment cap. And that was Clarence Smith. Now, since this was done through the email sign-on, I'm not real sure about names a lot of times on people. If you're over on Patreon with us, then I've got access sometimes to your name through there. And then sometimes if you've emailed me before, it shows up, that sort of thing. And Clarence Smith, doesn't ring a bell, unfortunately. I believe I've seen him over maybe on the Gun Channel side or something before. But anyway, I got his email. So congratulations to Clarence Smith. He won the Protected by the Second Amendment. And then the grand prize, I guess you could call it winner, which is for the Clover Attack cap, is Buck Stanley, Mr. Grandpa Stanley. And he was out in the chats early. He may have had to bail by now, but Mr. Buck out there. Yeah, Guitar Man Pete says maybe not his screen name. I think I've seen the Clarence on the screen name be Clarence, it seems like. But yeah, grand prize runner, Buck Stanley. So for those three, if you're listening in replay or if you're out there, first of all, congratulations. I will get with you via email. The 38 special and then the Clover Tack cap, there are color options. I do have some color options, and they'll be able to choose. As far as the Protected by the Second Amendment, I think I've only got one of those. So that's the one that'll have to go out, unfortunately, on that one. And for everybody that went over there, signed up for the email list, hopefully in October, we'll start pushing that newsletter out. But I want to say, when you get the newsletter, definitely give us feedback on things that you like, you want to see that stay in the newsletter, things that you think we can take out. If there's something that you think needs to be added, then definitely let us know. We had in our Patreon discussion a couple of weeks back or whatever, well, a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I can't remember now. We had a discussion of taking those suggestions from the people that are on the email list and then kind of running those through the room during the Patreon chat and discussing, you know, cutting certain sections, adding certain sections, that sort of thing. But yeah, definitely thank you to everybody that signed up. There'll be cool stuff in that newsletter, I promise, and we will not send them every day or even every week. It looks like at this point it's going to be a monthly newsletter. So, yeah, big congrats again to Rupan RX or Jared Walsh, Mr. Buck Stanley or Grandpa Stanley or however I guess we want to call him out, and, of course, Clarence Smith. So that is that's going to do it. Looks like we're up against the top of the hour again. I know I said we were going to announce those winners at the bottom of the hour, but we got so sidetracked with so many different things like we often do on a Monday, but hey, at least we got it taken care of. As far as what's on deck this week, be looking for at least probably one produced video to drop. As far as, what's going on the rest of the live shows Wednesday, I've got the young man from Africa, rescheduled to come back on. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, we lost out on his appearance or whatever you want to call it. time differences and other things was the problem there. And then Thursday night, we're going to talk about a new feature coming to YouTube. It's what they call premieres. It's going to be a new way to watch live and sort of engage with the audience. And then Friday, we should have Renegade Ammunition in the house. So get over there, check out Renegade Ammunition. Look at their stuff, their products, what have you, and have those questions ready. Other than that, we are gone for a Monday. Everybody have fun, and thanks for hanging out. Bye.